Joining us now, he's the lead instructor out at PGA West Golf Academy, where they are hosting the Career Builder Challenge. He is Brian Lebedevich. Welcome into the golf shop, Brian. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're well. I mean, I imagine we're not as busy as you guys feel. How are preparations going? You guys are into this thing this week. I mean, there's no messing around.
No, things have been going great. Obviously, the weather out here in the desert normally tends to be a little bit better than where you guys are this time of year, but we've got potentially a couple inches of rain in the forecast this week, which is not like us, but I'm sure that'll be something to that influences golf course preparation, and player preparation as well.
Yeah, I mean, since it's not a familiar, you know, condition for you guys, how does your team of agronomy guys get out there and deal with that? I mean, does the PGA want you to eradicate that as quickly as possible or allow that to come into play?
Eradicate in what sense?
Well, just make it as dry as possible so that the conditions are desert-like, or let them play the thing as wet as they can.
They'll play it as wet as they can. I mean, last week we had, I think, almost an inch of rain in one setting. That's pretty much gone. This week, I believe Thursday, they're looking at potentially a quarter of an inch. Friday could be half an inch to an inch, but I think the golf courses will be able to take it. It'll just make things a little bit softer overall. A little bit of wind forecasted for Friday with the rain, so that could make things a little bit more interesting. Normally, you know, we compare our golf out here to playing inside, so this will give them a little bit more of a challenge.
All right, so last few winners of this tournament, Jason Duffner, Billy Haas, Patrick Reed, Brian Gay, Mark Wilson. So we have an interesting mix between guys who can bomb it and guys who don't necessarily bomb it and get it around and are good putters. What are we going to see this week, do you think? Are we going to see, because of the conditions, that maybe some of the bombers rise to the top, or is it still a golf course that pretty much anybody has a shot? It's whoever's rolling the rock.
I think that both golf courses give everybody a shot. They don't play it at its absolute longest. So, you know, there's a couple places where it's a little bit shorter and a little bit more playable. I think something you have to be able to do in the desert, though, is you got to be able to shoot low scores. So, you know, people that have had success here in the past, whether it's on the two current courses that we're playing, the Stadium Course and the Nicklaus Tournament, or on the Palmer and the Nick Private, players go low. I'm sorry, I shouldn't leave out La Quinta Country Club. The players have to be able to go low and shoot, you know, 5 to 8 under almost every round. And that's normally what ends up happening, is we have a low score at the end. Again, the weather's probably going to put a little bit of a damper on scoring if there's any wind, but we'll see. I think the low scores can come from anybody who's hitting a lot of greens and putting well. The courses should be in great shape, so again, pretty conducive to good scores.
Yeah, and as somebody who knows these courses probably better than anyone, you know, where do you see, you know, where would you, well, is there a score you'd be willing to sit on Sunday if you were not in the last group and figure, oh, I got this thing in the bag?
I mean, that's a tough question to answer accurately. I'd say if you're shooting 5 to 6 a day, you'd probably be feeling pretty good. But as you saw last week in Hawaii, nothing's safe.
Yeah, nothing's safe, and this is a scoring course. So both of them are. So when I look at the scorecards and I'm peeking at them right now, where can we expect to see guys pick up some strokes, and then where? Because I like the carnage. Where can I look to see guys maybe fall apart?
Well, we talk about the Nicklaus Tournament first. Guys of average to above average length are probably going to be able to reach number 4 and number 7. So those will be big scoring opportunities there. Most of the guys, again, will probably be able to reach number 11. And then as you look at hole number 15, it just depends upon tee placement. That's one where there's, if you guys are looking at the card, that's a par 5 with basically an island green. So, you know, it just depends. If the tee's up, I bet you some guys will go for it. You could see some interesting numbers there depending upon how the hole is set up. The finish on the Nick Tournament tends to be pretty strong. Both 9 and 18 are great par 4s, so, you know, those are good gut checks. But then as you get into the Stadium, which is the course they'll play twice, you've got some different opportunities there as well. the last three holes on the front nine of the stadium are pretty good. You got a short par four with water. You got a reachable par five, and then you got a good par four and nine at about 450 yards. And then as always, the back nine of the stadium course. I think all the holes are great. 16, 17, and 18 will pose an interesting situation depending upon who's leading and who's chasing. You know, I think that if you're in the lead by a couple, you can play 16 and 17 conservatively, and if you're chasing from behind by a few, you can take a much more aggressive route. So tends to give it more of an interesting feel going into the last nine holes on Sunday.
Yeah, are these guys thinking about, I mean, usually when you see three courses in an event, you kind of look at the host course being the stadium course is the most difficult. When you look at the Nicklaus Tournament course in La Quinta, are you sitting there going, okay, I need to jump on this course, and if I don't, I'm behind the eight ball already?
Well, you know, I think they probably look at those two courses as, you got to shoot three or four. You shoot three or four under, you still have done a pretty good job. So if you shoot three or four under a day and you have two other rounds where you can pick up a few more strokes, you're going to be in good shape. I think you don't want to let either of those two courses get away, but, you know, they're not dead easy. I just think that a golfer who's in control of their game from tee to green is going to have a chance to make some putts and shoot some good scores.
So now, you know, we'll be watching it on TV, as will most of our listeners, and I bet very few have been out there to see the courses in person. Where will you be watching it from? Like, when you have a chance to sit down, where's the best angle of view for you?
I'll tend to probably spend a little bit more time on the stadium courses because I think it's a great area to watch the tournament. If I venture over to the Nicklaus Tournament course, I'll probably watch 9 and 18. But stadium, as long as you're – if you're around 9 green, between 1 and 9, there's a great viewing area. Then as you get on the back 9, there's a lot to see in 16, 17, and 18.
Again,
that would probably be the areas where I'm.
Again, we're talking with Brian Lebedevich, the lead instructor of the PGA West Golf Academy, out at La Quinta, where they're hosting the Career Builder Challenge at PGA West. And all right, so let's get over to the instruction side of things. You know, I'm sure you're giving a lot of lessons out there, seeing a lot of people. What's kind of the common theme that you're seeing that you're having to correct kind of, you know, day in and day out that people are doing wrong?
I mean, it depends upon the level of golfer that you're talking about. If you're talking about people that we're seeing on a regular or a daily basis, people that are coming to PGA West, it varies from golfer to golfer. I think nowadays, if you're talking more tour-level players.
Give me kind of the average golfer. What are you seeing out of the average golfer that you're having to fix?
The average golfers, you know, we're working a lot on club face contact, where the ball hits on the face, being a little bit better at repeating low point or contact, and being able to create more consistency with what they do, whether that's shot shape or planning their way around the golf course. There's a lot of different things that we were looking at. But, I mean, a good place to start is just with consistency in the contact that we see and overall ball flight control.
Now, if it were an option, if it were feasible, can you get more out of a playing lesson, taking somebody around for 9 or 18 than you could ever get out of them, like at the facility, either on the driving range or the chipping and putting area? Is a playing lesson still the most valuable thing you could do for a golfer?
Well, I think there's a huge benefit to playing lessons, just because you're not necessarily going after technique as much when you're on the golf course. You're going more after the thought process that they go through and the shot selection process that they go through as well. And in most cases, or in many cases, golfers can all benefit from being better managers of their own games and knowing where they can take chances and where they shouldn't. So if they're not trying to really get better at the skills that they possess or skill building, you can definitely do a lot more on course from a decision-making point of view. And yeah, that tends to save them a lot of strokes if they can adhere to some new beliefs.
So when you see an unfamiliar name, like, say, pop up on your list of people you're going to work with at some point, no idea who they are, I mean, do you sort of hope that they're coming to the game completely fresh, never have played before, maybe aren't particularly athletic, haven't been competitive athletes, or would you prefer an athlete who's never golfed before or somebody who's played golf before and needs a little help?
And when it comes down to it, I'm more than happy to teach at any level, but I think it's fun when somebody comes to you that, you know, might have a little bit of a misunderstanding about part of their game or not enough information about part of the game, and you're really able to make a lasting impression or lasting change to to get them on more of the right path to overall improvement.
All right, so, Brian, I'm going to ask you the $10,000 question here. Last week at the Sony, we had 59, we had 60s, we had 61s. What's going to be the low score this week on any golf course? What do you think?
Well, the stadium has had a 58. Harrison Frazier shot that in tour school, so
yep.
There are some low numbers. There are some low numbers out there. I wouldn't be shocked if you saw 60 or 61.
Wow.
I think it's there. It just depends upon the weather. So on Thursday, if they catch a little bit of rain and not much wind, you know, there should be some pretty low scores out there.
I was going to say, is that very condition based? If you get you get some moisture in the golf course, and then the conditions kind of the day gets to be a really nice day, but there's still a little bit of moisture in there. That's when it can be had.
Yeah, I think that's you know, when the courses are prime for tour players, when they're just a little softer in the greens, you know.
All right. Well, we look forward.
Well, how can our listeners find out a little bit more about you and at PGA West?
PGA West, they can visit the PGA West Golf Academy website, or I can be found at Brian Lebedevich Golf Instruction under JBL Golf Inc.
There you go. Well, Brian,
on Facebook.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you coming on with us. We look forward to a great week out there at the Career Builder, and I'm gonna hold you to it. We're gonna see a 60. I'm throwing it out there now. We're gonna see a 60 on one of those golf courses. So thanks a lot, man.
All right. We'll see how we do. Thanks, guys.
All right,
appreciate
take care.
The time.